Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. Welcome to this ASI cast. Last year at the Madrid TV conference, Hannu Vekatsalu, CEO of Virto Analytics, gave delegates an account of the launch of their syndicated measurement service in the US. Since then, there have been a number of developments, which he discusses here with our research director, Richard Marks. Richard.
Great. So welcome to the ASI cast, Hannu. Now, you presented back at the ASI in Madrid last year in our measurement session. Can you give us an update on what's been happening with you and Virto since then?
Well, certainly, Richard, and thanks for inviting into this call. Quite a bit, indeed. I mean, the big thing last year for Virto was to launch our syndicated measurement services in the U.S., and we've been doing quite a bit after that, fine-tuning the product. You know, we have been expanding to new countries with the data, created new, reporting tools, business intelligence tools for our customers. I think that the big thing has been really, the move with our service, not just to cover like the competitive intelligence, but to help our customers with media buying and sales. Still very much in the digital landscape, we have been quite successful in gaining market share with the multi-screen measurement service. Not about PC, not about mobile, but counting all the users who are using any digital screens together with the service. And this being said, a lot of good people have joined the team. So I think on the team side of things, we have seen, people like Bob Hoove and John McLaren, Tom Butler, Matti Axela joining the team. And so it's I think we have been taken a step ahead with the maturity of the service and the team. At the same time, working with many, many top customers. Probably one of the final things on the evolution is about the cross-platform. Obviously, we have been building the service for the last years to cover the multi-screen internet. We saw the disruption with multiple types of devices people use to access the internet. I think today, even a bigger disruption we see is the convergence of the linear TV and online together. I mean, it's all audio and video, and people are consuming that through linear TV or radio or PC or ebook readers or smartphones. And we are today covering more and more with the service this cross-platform dimension. How are people watching TV, and how are they watching some of the same content on PC? So that's really the direction. And it's been all great. We have been very successful and raised a bit more funding as well, and things are going well.
So perhaps you can tell us how the Virto business model works. Do you act as a supplier of services to Jix, or are you effectively marketing your own data directly to media companies and advertisers?
It's a good question. I'm very, very clear with my answer here that today we work with customers who are very much, directly working with us. So they are, the major internet giants, mobile apps, mobile gaming companies, major technology players, which are sometimes part of Jix, sometimes not, and increasingly even not. So, and of course, this is a little bit about the US focus as well. In the US, there's no Jix. So we work with customers directly. So traditionally, no, we haven't worked with Jix. We have been discussing a lot, and we increasingly talk with Jix. And now today we have in Europe a couple of countries where we have quite advanced discussions going on, and we increasingly participate in tenders trying to make our methodology and product to help the customers. So I would say that we are definitely now more and more in that talk with Jix. Personally, I'm always saying that Jix are great because it creates some stability for the market, but the Jix don't always create the incentives for innovation, so there are pros and cons over there. But yeah, today we are more and more talking with Jix, and it's more about the approach to the European countries we are now going forward with.
And for those who didn't see your paper in Madrid, put simply, how are you gathering the data, cross-platform data?
Yes, we are, and not all of that was in Madrid. So there's a couple of things we have brought into the product after the ASI conference in Madrid. Very briefly, it's two sets of data. So we have a single source panel where we traditionally have been metering, ebook readers, smart TVs, computers, smartphones, tablets, app sites, streaming media, all together in the same panel. And we have used a second set of data, which we have called as the calibration data, to be able to project to the universe. So having app site, device level information, sensors data from the market for calibration purposes, I think has been the key. So it's been this combination of the single source panels with sensors data together. Now, I think the big difference has been that we have publicly announced in certain markets in Europe our product to go to cross-platform direction. That really means that we are able to use the same panel we have already built to be able to capture linear TV and radio, even time-shifted content through audio matching. So we have inbuilt into the solution now capabilities to do cross-platform with audio matching. So that's the big piece of news over the last 12 months that has taken place.
Now, you've referenced that you work a lot with companies outside of what might be called the traditional media arena, like gaming companies and platforms and apps. Are their data requirements entirely different to what traditional media usually does with the data, or are there areas of overlap between these, the sort of the more companies more tangential to traditional media?
That's a really good question. I could talk about that for hours, but to be brief, it's they are very different. Yes, I mean, sometimes you go into the first meeting with a gaming company that makes $3 billion a year, and they have never heard about Nielsen, Comscore, Kantar Media. So it's quite a bit of education to kind of introduce yourself and talk about audience measurement and what are the use cases. It's crazy, but it takes place. And the data needs they have, they are different. I mean, many of the companies in mobile space are getting started with questions that are about the competitive dynamics. How are my apps doing better or worse against the competition? While things like being able to use the data on a more strategic level, on the currency level, to boost the maturity of the mobile market, that hasn't taken place yet. So in a way, I'd like to say that mobile is it's still very undeveloped against the more generic digital market for the use of media measurement data. Now we happily see many of the mobile app companies using our data to better invest money into mobile ad networks to boost audience acquisition use cases and ROI. At the same time, some of the gaming companies and mobile app companies are using the data to go to advertisers in New York to sell their inventory. The words might be different, like audience acquisition against the traditional world of media buying, in the digital landscape, or let's say audience monetization through advertising versus like media sales. But in a way, we are getting now into a point where the use cases are getting more and more similar. But it's still some years to come and take place before we can talk about mobile on the same level as we talk about the existing market for digital measurement data.
Now, in Venice, there's going to be undoubtedly a lot of talk about hybrid approaches, specifically to TV measurement, but also cross-platform. In Madrid, you're a bit of a dissenting voice in terms of the merits of fusion versus single source panels. What are your views on that now in terms of the advantages of single source versus hybrid?
We have built, the foundation for our methodology on top of the single source panel approach. Of course, I'm careful with the words here, and many of our team members have worked with many great companies in the space. I think one of the things where why many companies are saying single source is it's not economical or it's too difficult to pull it off. Many of those comments are ranging and coming from the background with these panels being already in place in the legacy panels, which are like single screen panels, whatever. If you have that legacy and you are introducing new things into your services, it's easier to build separate panels rather than like one big single source panel. So in a way, we have built the whole approach on top of a fairly big investment, but we have built everything together. We are metering TV, radio, PC, smartphones, tablets, ebook readers, all in the same service. And it's been okay for us because we built that from scratch and we are able to use the economics in the right way. We are using the same mobile meters to capture mobile usage as we used to be able to detect exposure to TV. So for us, it works well. There are a couple of really interesting things and very important things in terms of the outcoming data. If you don't have a single source approach, it's very difficult for you to start doing any breakdown. So people who were consuming watching this and this TV channel that day, you know, what they did in the with their digital devices. If there's no single source approach to do that, and it's lots of fusion and modeling, you know, you're not able to get to the right breakdowns that could be interesting for the client. At the same time, we increasingly work with consumer journeys where we explain how people behaved after they saw something on TV. Did they do something on Twitter? And again, if you don't have a single source panel to capture all of these touch points with the consumer, you're not able to you know, really use any of that data for your insights back to the client. So there are many use cases with the data and you know the implications of the methodology. Where if you didn't have single source, you would be in a difficult spot. So for us, it works well, and I'm still saying that single source could be run well and it could be scalable if you do it in the right way.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges Fusion faces is not adding the data together, but also being able to preserve reach and frequency across platforms, so actually boil it down to what the same people are doing sequentially. So it'd be interesting to hear in Venice people's approaches to doing that. So thanks for joining us, Hannu. We'll look forward to catching up with you in and around Venice, and I'll hand back to Mike.
Thank you.
You've been listening to an ASI cast, our regular series of interviews and chats, available at the ASI website at asiconferences.com.